I'm Paddy O'Gorman, and you're listening to Paddy's Podcast. I've always found charity shops to be a good place to meet people. For this podcast, I've been spending some time, along with my little dog, at the St. Vincent de Paul shop on Sean McDermott Street in the North City Centre of Dublin. It's a busy place and a spacious enough shop for me and my dog to stand in without getting too much in the way of anyone. People come into shop to browse and to bring in clothes and other items to donate for sale to help the St. Vincent de Paul Society in its work. I'll start off with a selection of some of the people I met shopping and browsing. This beautifully dressed woman came up to me and petted my dog and then agreed to record an interview.
I like the shoes. They are very affordable and the quality is very good. Everything here is €2. I got myself a nice swimwear here.
Oh yeah, bikini, yes.
Bikini, and the clothes here are very unique. So if I get something here, I won't see it around. Like, I'll be the only one wearing it. Like, this one, this is the only thing here, the only item here.
Now, people can't see you, of course, because this is for a radio podcast, but you are dressed very elegantly, aren't you?
Thank you very much. I like being unique, and sometimes I do donate as well.
You donate clothes?
Because, yeah, I like clothes, so every time, like maybe every after 2 months, I give out clothes to the charity shops as well.
May I know, are you working or studying or in Ireland?
I'm studying and working at the same time.
I'm curious, please, what do you study or what are you working at?
Healthcare.
By your voice, you've lived elsewhere in your life?
From Botswana.
And have you lived in Ireland very long?
No, I only have 6 months.
And are you pleased that you came here?
Yeah, I like Ireland.
Good, good. I notice you like my dog as well.
Yeah, I really like it.
Great. Well, that's a great...
What's his name?
It's a she, and her name is Bailey.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Bailey.
Do you see anything that you like here, please?
It's a lot cheaper than most shops. Mm-hmm. And it's giving money back into the environment and into the surrounding areas, and it helps most people. And it's a charity very close to my heart, so...
Why do you say that?
Well, previous years I was unemployed and I was down in my dumps. I was homeless for a while. Got back on my feet, and I start coming back to the shop again all the time.
Your life is better now, is it?
Yeah, a lot better, yeah. Been off to drink 13 years.
Right, okay. Do you miss it?
No.
So was the Vincent de Paul able to help you in your day?
Oh, yeah. They helped me, and they still help me today. You know yourself, you get only so much off the social welfare, and you're trying to survive. And they help you out as much as they can over the Christmas with hampers and food and all that, which is a great thing. Right. And that's why I come back to the shop.
It's just a toy, a kind of a vintage toy for my son, and
right,
a xylophone.
A xylophone,
yeah.
Let's see. And you're saying you'd get that in a shop like this, that you mightn't get it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Very
good. It's
good
for a browse.
I got these here for my 2 grandchildren. It's only €4.
A little jacket, yeah.
And a little baby outfit, €3.
Very good, yeah.
It's good value, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love browsing around.
Right.
Even if I don't get anything.
Yeah.
I love to just browse around, you know. And sometimes you can get designer clothes.
And have you ever got designer clothes?
Yeah, John Rocha.
It's the best shop in Dublin. Because if people don't have lots of the money, they can come here and make the charity. Yes. Even you buy some clothes.
Your children have bought some things there, some toys and some clothes. Yeah.
He buy the motorbike,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter buy some case for a pencil case.
That's very pretty too, yeah.
Because I have colors.
You have a lot of colors, yeah. That's for your pencil case.
We buy everything what we can. We homeless. We are homeless, so we don't have... Actually, too many stuff.
And it's yourself and the 2 children?
Yes.
Just the 3 of you, is it? Okay. And may I know, have you been homeless very long?
We was homeless 4 years ago for 5 months, and then we homeless for 3 weeks now.
Do you have a place to stay right now?
Yeah, in Gardiner Street.
In Gardiner Street?
Yeah.
Okay, it's hostel nearby here. Okay.
The tears going to the eye if I would be talking about this.
All right. Okay. You're okay. It would make you cry. Okay. All right.
How are you?
I am very well, thank you. I am 65 years old.
And you're still looking good.
Thank you. I love your hair, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
What's different?
Can I say, I don't know where you're from, but if I say...
Poland.
I was about to say, Justice Pinknon Kombieton.
Dziękuję.
Okay, that's the only Polish I know. And I used to work for RTE, radio and television, but because I passed 65, they made me retire. So I decided I would start doing a podcast.
For yourself?
For myself, yes. And it's nice to meet people again. And
every people have different story.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, I'm good.
All right, okay.
They are good, they are happy, they are healthy.
I can only say dziękuję now.
Proszę bardzo.
Okay, thank you. All right.
It's very nice to meet you.
You too, you too.
Every person has their story, says that Polish woman. I think that's the rule by which I live my life as a broadcaster. In case you didn't catch all of what she said there, when I asked her how she came to be living in a homeless hostel with her two children, she said she couldn't talk about that because it would cause her too much tears. Next, from the St. Vincent de Paul shop in Sean McDermott Street, this couple were there browsing.
Did you buy anything today?
We didn't actually buy anything today, Paddy, no.
We
always just pop in just to see us that. And, I love shopping in here because you get good bargains in it. You know, there's not like the times that we're living in now, is like you can't afford to go into a shop and buy a brand new. Yes. And you get just as good quality in here. And a lot cheaper of a price.
And people are saying to me, you do get good quality.
And you do.
Yeah. Like, it's important. Yeah. St. Vincent de Paul, for people that need it.
2 weeks ago to get a jacket. I was standing at the counter, I asked the woman, is there any jackets? Next of all, the ladies running around says, here, son, go out and buy yourself a jacket. Hand me €50.
That happened to you.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And who was the person?
I actually didn't know. It was just a random lady. I was standing at the counter, I asked, is there any jackets? And she goes, there's not so. And next of all, here, son, go out and buy yourself a jacket.
My God.
There are good people out there.
Sure. God, that's an amazing story.
That's just what happens in these places. And
right. And you're saying the way things are going now, and prices are going up recently.
Yeah, the prices are going up.
And we're homeless at the minute. So, you know, shopping here is, you do get a lot better stuff in here for your money than you would if you were to go to a normal shop.
To look at the two of you, you're able to keep yourselves well, so it's a pretty good hostel, isn't it?
Yeah.
We keep ourselves okay anyway, do you know what I mean?
We have six children, so we have to.
Right. And may I know, are you all able to be together in the hostel?
No, it's just myself and him.
I see.
Our family have the kids. We're going over to Liverpool and Manchester this week for treatment recovery for 18 months, and then we're going to come back and get our children and life back in order and the whole lot. Yeah.
And how is your health now?
Yeah, health is not too bad, mm-hmm. but it's going to deteriorate over the years if I don't do something, same as himself.
Yeah. So you're staying away from your addiction, though you're managing that, are
you? We're managing for now, so that's why we need to get out of here, like, you know, to really, really get yourself on the straight and narrow.
The place you're living in is okay, is it? Because people tell me sometimes about homelessness that hostels can be rough.
We've
been in a few, but we've got to the
we've
got to a place where the hostel is grand where we are now.
Yeah. No, we're not together.
We have been in a few, so, and they haven't been as good, but the one we're in now is not too bad.
I agree with each other, 22 years.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah. So you're in one and you're in the other.
You don't do that, and it's hard, but look, it is what it is.
It's a hard question, folks, but if I were to meet you in 5 years' time, where do you think you'd be in your lives?
Hopefully, living in a nice house with my six children. And probably be a granny by then, I don't know. But yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
You'd hope for the same, I'm sure, yeah.
We'll live in a house, I'll have a job, and I'll have to raise my kids again.
Because your eldest is 20 and the youngest is 5.
Again, maybe this is a hard question, but look, I'm old enough to remember when heroin first became into Dublin.
70s, 80s,
yeah. And you could say then that people didn't really know what they were getting into. You're a few years younger than that. You saw what was going on. Were you not frightened of drugs? Or what am I not understanding?
Like, I used to see the people, you know, going and using, and with their children, I'd say they ought to be ashamed of themselves. But I'm actually doing that today.
Right.
That's me now today. Like, she ought to be ashamed of herself dragging her kids around and doing this.
Uh-huh.
I'd never be like that. And I find myself now, after being in that situation, I'm one of them people. He's one of them people. He's a father with his kids.
I was 9 years of age when I was living in the flats in Oliver Bond, in 83. And the parents were stopping the addicts coming into Oliver Bond. They were at each gate, right? And it was a programme that was on a Monday night at 9:30, and it was called Today Tonight.
That's right.
And it was on that programme. And I was 9 years of age, and I knew, I had the knowledge back then to know what drugs, what it was about. Yeah, not exactly what the drug looked like or the effect it had, but I knew it was a bad thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But 10 years later, that didn't stop me from taking it. Do you know?
Were the two of you in addiction for many years?
Well, I'm in addiction for 21 years now. Well, I mean, heavy drugs, heroin. I would have been drinking and smoking hash probably 13, 14. But heavy drugs, 21, and he's...
How old are you?
So 21 years I'm on it, yeah.
And your years in addiction, I suppose, it led you into prison and,
As it does.
As it does,
It does.
But can I say, the two of you are looking well at the moment. Mm. It looks to me like you're
Thanks
being able
much.
To look after yourselves, you know?
You have to. There's no need, it's water's free, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can clean yourself up. That's all it takes, a bit of water to keep yourself clean.
But your face is, you don't need
We're
me to tell you. You're not as drawn looking as some of the addicts, you see.
Probably
but
maybe that's because we, kids have to look at us, so we kind of take that on board as well, not to go too heavy on drugs, because your children are looking at you and it's embarrassing for them.
Sure.
We're at a stage now, Paddy, where the drugs are stopped working.
For us, we're just taking them to numb the pain of our minds because of what's going on. We haven't got the kids with us in the whole lot.
Normal, so you're not feeling sick.
And is it methadone that you're on?
Yeah, I'm on methadone at the minute, but still
heroin
still
and crack.
Take drugs though as well, but the drugs just don't work anymore.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't work. It's just numb the pain.
It's because it's a disease and.
It's a disease in our body. That's what we take drugs for, a disease. And my disease is because my children are not with me and all that. So I take that for that. So
you're doing the methadone, but you're still doing methadone.
Yeah.
And do you not get the urinalysis and stuff?
Oh, you do?
So to explain to people, that means when you go and they say, if you're taking other drugs, they might cut you off.
Oh, yeah, they will. Yeah, to cut you down. Yeah.
So how do you beat that? Or how do you...
You just keep plodding away. You don't, you know what I mean? It's just a...
And have you taken heroin today?
Yeah.
Smoked it or injected it?
Smoked it.
Okay. You're showing me your eyes.
Yeah.
You're pinned, as they say.
Yeah.
Yes, and most people know, but your eye pupils have become very small.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people wouldn't think that we were at the table.
And I've been smoking crack as well, so.
Right.
People that wouldn't think that we were at the taking drugs today.
Yeah.
Some people, but... You probably having a knowledge of.
Well, only from your eyes, I do, because you're speaking normally.
Yeah.
And is it expensive to buy it now, or?
It's 20 quid a bag, 20 quid a rock, do you know what I mean?
A rock, and that's the crack?
Mm, that's the crack.
And you
crack.
Smoke that,
yeah.
It's absolutely epidemic in O'Connell Street, and all up around the side streets, very bad. We were in a tent up to 3 weeks ago for 5 nights, around the corner here. And the Peter McFerdy Trust came along one night at 9:30 and says, listen, we can offer you a bed. And I says, when? He says, now. I says, right, we're going. They put us up for a night.
Yeah,
it was the night that was lashing rain.
It was like winning the lot. That's what it felt for me anyway. It was like at the winning the lotto.
So, you've lost friends, obviously, and people you've known over the years.
A lot of heartache.
I lost a brother last year on an accident on the Nice Road. Three of them were killed. Do you know Baldonnell?
Yes.
They come out of Baldonnell and went the wrong way on the Nice Road, hit a truck head on.
That's right.
And they killed, hopefully instantly, because the car went on fire and they burned from the top up.
I remember that.
Last July, 7th of July.
I'm very sorry. Did you find, I'll ask you this, that people maybe could be a bit cruel about them?
Yeah, definitely.
People were saying these guys...
That you don't know.
After that, the crime rate in the Leinster area has gone down 40% because of these three lads have died.
And that's
ridiculous.
No.
Come
that's
on. Three, down to three individuals.
Okay, they wear what they wear, they done what they done.
I will not deny what he was.
Yeah.
I will not deny that.
Yeah.
But by God, he did not. What? Things that were written
and said about them.
Some of it was totally untrue.
Yeah.
But I will not take away that. Yeah, he was a burglar.
Yeah. And we didn't condone the things he'd done, but he was a grown man. We couldn't stop him. Do you know what I mean?
His twin brother is actually in Mount Joy at the minute.
They spent all their life in prison, the two of them. God loved them. We bet our heads
Thanks
you very much.
Cheers.
Thanks a million.
So let's wish that couple well. as they start their drug rehabilitation in the place in England that they're going to. Here's some more of the people I met at the St. Vincent de Paul shop in Sean McDermott Street in Dublin.
Well, I'm looking at a nice top here. It's more this one I'm looking at here. And it's a lovely one. It's brand new. Maybe we have a big family, so we can share them all that way. Daughters and sons and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Big, big family.
When you were growing up, was there shops like this in Dublin?
No, there wasn't a shop. It was a market or stalls down in, I can't think of the name of the street, but they sold in the street, Hill Street.
Oh, right, yeah, just over the way there.
And all the people had all clothes on each little patch of the road. And we bought clothes there too.
Was that second-hand clothes then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
And was that important to your mum and dad's family when you were growing up? And
well... Yeah, I mean, we were glad of it. We were never dirty, we were loved, kept up with the Joneses, even though they went down to good shops, like, or the shops, we were as good as the next.
Right.
No, great. We always got a little outfit, like, if you were looking for something, and you might be going out that night, you say, I might get something here, and you did, you got yourself a little outfit, and you
okay.
Looked gorgeous when you were going out. Or you thought you did.
You say you're a great-grandmother...
Yeah.
Fair
yeah.
play. Okay, you're looking...
A great-great-grandmother.
are you really a great-great-grandmother?
Absolutely. I have 35 great-grandchildren, 15 grandchildren. I have 6 children of my own.
And you have great-great-grandchildren too, have you?
Did you say? My birthday is next month and I'll be 80. So I got a good innings, as the saying goes.
Well, you've probably got a while yet as well, you know.
Please God, maybe. If my work is not done on earth, he'll keep me here for a while. But I can't stay with you too much longer. He's out in the car.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, look.
I didn't mind talking to
you. All right, you're very good, yeah.
But look at what you're doing, anyway. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
He's waiting for you outside.
He is, that's what I'm saying. Just
okay.
So he'll be coming in and screaming at me. I just want to look at one more.
Really nice talking. Bye-bye.
I come to sometime, actually, outside is expensive. Here, cheapest rate. Actually, you know, low income, that's why I must be here.
Right.
The rent is very, number one, is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive. How can afford? That's why I come to here. But Ireland come to very good country. I like, I love. So, all people, you know,
okay.
Helpful.
Do you see anything you like there? What
yes,
do you got?
There's plenty of cheese clothes. This is a H&M shirt, which usually costs more if you're buying it from the exact retailer shop. So if you're buying it from St. Vincent, prices are quite cheap and the clothes are good quality. Most of them is even vintage. So clothes that you wouldn't even find from anywhere. That's why I would love to always buy in shops like these.
And do you have a good eye for clothes then? You like...
Most definitely, because my kind of fashion, like my style of fashion is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not much of a trendy person, so I go for what people don't usually go for. Say I'm a classic.
Okay.
I'm more of a vintage type of apparel.
Right, of men's clothing.
Yeah, of men's clothing, most definitely.
The shirt you've chosen is slim-fitting, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you're a tall man. So,
yes.
Yeah.
That would go well with my jeans.
And how much is that, do you know?
For now, you can only get this for like €5.
And in the shop new, it would be a lot more, yeah?
It'll be a lot more, probably 30 or even much more.
I'm guessing you like to get a bargain as well, yeah?
Most definitely, because I'm from a very poor country. I'm from Botswana. So where I am from, we don't make that much.
Yes.
Yeah.
Botswana, here. Did you say?
Yes.
Yes.
That's in southern Africa, just above South Africa.
But you're living in Ireland, are you?
I am still living in Ireland, but I haven't yet gotten my work permit. So the little that I get, I try to make ends meet with it.
But you'd like to work here, yes?
I would like to live here.
To live here. Mano, why would you like to live in Ireland?
Well, I would say it's a different country. Mm. It's peaceful. And the people are friendly.
And was Botswana not peaceful?
It is peaceful, but according to my way of life, I would say I wasn't living such a peaceful life. Yeah, because of the things that I went through.
And what is that place, sir, the things you went through?
They were life-threatening. It was about my past marriage. Yeah, the woman that I married had 3 kids, and apparently the husband wanted to... You know, move me out of where he once was.
I see. So you were married?
Yes, yes.
And you have 3 children?
No, she had 3
children.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And her husband...
Yes, her just didn't want me there because of jealousy. Yeah.
And he was her ex-husband, I presume, yes?
I would say a baby daddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a husband.
And was your life in danger, do you think?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
If I didn't come and seek for refuge here, I don't think I would still be alive.
Do you miss family back home in Botswana? Are you sad?
Most definitely, but I haven't been here for that long. Mm-hmm. And yes, I do. I do miss them a lot. I've only been here for a month and 3 weeks, I would say. Yeah, close to 2 months now.
Right.
Yes.
And you were married in Botswana, yes?
Yes.
And where is your wife now, please?
She's back at home.
I see.
At the moment.
And will she come and join you here?
I would love her to, but I don't know if I could make more money to bring her here. Yes, most definitely. I would love her to come and stay here with me.
I see. And at the moment, you can't work. No,
I can't work. It's going to take me some time, probably a good 6 months.
Right.
Because that's when I would be liable to get my work permit.
And are you optimistic that you'll get a work permit?
No, I'm certain, because quite a few people that I know that have been here for more than 6 months already have their work permits. And they are working and they are doing well, taking care of their families, mm-hmm. you know.
What would you like to work at here?
I would go for anything, as long as it puts money in my pockets and feeds me.
So you're stuck on quite a low income right now.
Yes. I'm only getting 38 euros, which is something that I appreciate. But you know, who would right. give me that kind of money without, you know, working for it, which I appreciate.
Yeah. Where do you have to live, please, sir? You've got a hostel or what is it?
Yes, I'm living at a centre called Balseskin for asylum seekers.
Balseskin, isn't it?
That's the one.
What is Balseskin like then, to stay in the refugee centre?
Yeah, it's quite a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the food is great. The security, you know, everything is. It's a nice place.
Do you miss your wife then?
Most definitely, I do.
We're here at the St. Vincent de Paul recycling shop.
We come in here twice or three times a week.
Yes.
I think it's the variety. We mm-hmm. all, when we come in, we don't know what we're going to see. It's like you always say. It's like a treasure trove. Don't you?
Yes.
All the old things
yes,
from years ago.
That's right.
And it brings back memories.
Mm-hmm. I find little objects that I remember as a child. And there's something wonderful. Like, for instance, you might pick up something and say, oh, I remember my granny had it. And that's what makes it lovely.
Do you remember one time they had a milk churn? Do you remember the milk churn
that's
or something?
Right. Yes.
And there was one of those in here.
Yes.
And when you were growing up, do you remember milk churns like that then?
I do, yeah.
And
I do.
Used to get a go, didn't you?
Yeah.
And when your arm got tired, you passed on
to your
sister.
Yeah, and doing this all the time. Oh, yeah. It was wonderful. Churning.
Mm-hmm.
Churning. And you'd be, your arm would be broken, and then someone would say, come on, quick, take over. just to keep it going, you know.
Was this on a farm or a dairy? Or?
It was at home. We had a farm.
And you love those memories still, yes.
I do. I think they're different.
Remember the little school desk that had the little inkwell in it?
Yes.
And the little chair. Remember when you were saying that when you were in school that you used to sit in desks just like that?
Little desks.
And you'd have the names all carved in, probably from people.
Yes.
You know?
I do remember that we had an inkwell. And the nuns taught us very, very careful handwriting. Probably not needed now.
Penmanship.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Up light, down heavy.
And we used to have to write within the lines.
Oh, definitely.
And I remember just being enthralled by when they used to write on the blackboard, because their penmanship was just fabulous. They just had this flow.
Yes.
And it was like it was nearly therapeutic, you know,
right.
just to watch them.
Yes.
And but you're much younger, obviously, than your mom and
well,
I am.
I'm 53.
You know? Okay.
I'm 54, actually.
Are you?
Yeah,
okay.
Mama's 92.
Where was the farm, please?
Yeah. In Drumcondra. And my father was a farmer. We had a farm as well.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom was from Castle...
From
Ballygar, wasn't it?
No, Tuam.
But we come in just to reminisce, mostly.
Oh, we do, don't we?
We put things in and
yes.
we pick up the odd little thing
yes.
as well. And
yeah,
it's just, as I said, you know, you just say, you never know what you're going to find.
But that's right.
And it's the excitement that
that's
gives
what
us.
I see.
Right.
It's
that's
wonderful.
Great. From the St. Vincent de Paul shop in Dublin's North City Centre. And my thanks to the Vincent de Paul Society for allowing me to stand in their shop for those days. And let me wish them well again in the great work that they're doing.
I'll finish this podcast with one more story, again from a charity shop. This on the south side of the city. I met this man coming out of a charity shop on the Dublin's Anger Street.
You've just bought something there in the shop, yeah?
Yeah, a rug, a carpet rug from the floor of my room. I live in Salvation Army. It makes my room look warmer.
I see. And that was a fiver, I heard you
say. €5.
Yeah, so, and how much? Actually, we're standing out the way of the door here. Well,
I'm on social welfare, but it does, the fiver means and doesn't mean much to me because it's going towards good charities, and I'm happy with the product that I got.
Very good. This one is the blind.
NCBI.
Yeah, so you like to support the charity?
I come here every day.
Right, every day. Yeah.
Every day.
So you have the rug now, and that's for where now?
For my room in Salvation Army.
I see, that's down the road.
Longford Street Little.
And you have your own room there,
your own
have
room.
You? Yeah. Okay, and every day you buy something, so you like to...
Every day. I'm like a hoarder.
May I know, sir, how did you become homeless?
So homeless? My father murdered my mother.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry, and that had an effect on you?
Yeah, he's doing life. He's doing life.
I see. Yeah. And what age were you when you lost your mom?
I lost my mom about 13.
You were about 13?
I'm 40 now.
My God, yeah. Mm. And that things obviously went very badly after that?
Alcohol related. He hit her with a whiskey bottle over the head and went too far.
And had your family, after the terrible death of your mother, I mean, had your family to help you? Or?
We all splintered. Mm-hmm. We all splintered away from each other, so separate ways.
Look, you have a nice rug, you know?
Yeah.
You have a rosary beads on
do,
your bicycle.
I believe in me, fear me God, not his fear, I fear his wrath.
All right, okay. Really nice talking
to
you.
Nice
mind yourself, and I'll talk to you again, okay?
Take care, sir.
A man there I met on Dublin's Anger Street. That's it from this edition of Paddy's Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to be notified of future episodes, please subscribe to the series and leave me a review. It really helps to create awareness for the podcast. If you'd like to get in contact or learn more about the series, you can visit my website, paddyspodcast.ie. See you next time.